segment in this 188 hours, and we are live once again right here on the future platform home of Faith Broadcasting Network, right in Studio A. Isn't this absolutely amazing, guys? I mean, here we are, we're standing, and we are already putting our feet where God told us to put our feet, and we wanted to show each and every one of you, wherever you are in your home, it's all happening. What a week we've had, Jen, and here we are once again in this great Studio A.
I actually believe that this week has almost been a foretaste of what we're about to receive.
Yeah.
And I will be honest with you, every session has felt as though I've had open heart surgery. The Holy Spirit has been so faithful to really do His work in my life. And I know that every one of you who've been watching, either that has taken the effort to actually be in the auditorium during these sessions, you've sacrificed to be here. I have no doubt that the Holy Spirit has done an amazing work inside of your heart as you've opened up to Him. And for those of you who are watching by whatever medium you're on, social media or TV or any way that you're watching the broadcasts, I know that as you hunger for God, He never disappoints and He has been satisfying you. And just because of what we've allowed to happen, in fact, how we welcomed the move of the Holy Spirit in the meetings and over the airwaves to touch the nations, I believe it's God's next step for us. It's His reward.
That's right.
The open heaven of what we're going to experience next year in this very place.
That's right. And we are going to officially be right here, April 2020, for the Faith on Fire time in April 2020. You know... Ladies and gents, as I look at this place, I stand amazed at God's goodness. But it's a little bit of bittersweet because we have to say goodbye to Studio B, and we're going to be crossing over into Studio A, the great Faith Dome right here at Faith City in East London, South Africa. And it's just going to be a mega time in April 2020. So Pastor Nikki and Lillian, what do you feel and what do you think about this grand place?
Well, firstly, I want to say congratulations to the both of you for not compromising your faith. You have really paved the way for us to be people that can walk in faith. To put something up like this, I mean, it takes a general of faith, an apostle of faith. So we want to salute you. Thank you for this awesome channel. Thank you for not compromising the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to be welcomed and minister to His people. And I know you're paying a price for that, but thank you so much. And we're looking forward 6 months from now. We'll be right here celebrating the glory of God with thousands of people from all over South Africa, the world. And we're looking forward to this. But there is an atmosphere already here.
That's right.
You can feel it. Right. Something is already happening here. The people just need to come here and things are going to happen, man.
Well, it's just absolutely amazing. You know, even as you're waiting, even as you're just standing in an empty venue right now, the carpeting still has to come in, all the major lighting still has to come in. There's a lot of things that are on order to be able to be in the next few months. And the fire suppression system is where our real faith is right now. And we're trusting God every step of the way. Well, what are you feeling, Lillian?
You know, Pastor Andre, every time when I, you know, go through here to the other studio, you just feel the power of God.
Yeah.
And it's like we're crossing over to the promised land. That is what I experience. There's going to be so many promises that's going to happen in this place. So many sick people will get healed. Breakthroughs will come. And I see actually a massive women's conferences, Pastor Jean.
Oh, come on.
Massive. This place takes about 11,000 people. Plus, and that's what's going to happen because women are hungry for God,
yeah.
And they want the presence of God. And I believe here something great is going to happen in a lot of women's lives. So I'm excited, very excited.
Well, it's all going to happen, and I know that God has got a plan for this place. And He said in the latter days, we would broadcast from here around the world, some of the greatest conferences, some of the greatest speakers in the world. And I'm just so excited about that with what God is doing. And you have been a part of it. Thank you so much. And I want to introduce you to a general of the faith as well. No stranger, Dr. Sivu and his beautiful wife, Jess, come over close over there. But I need to say this up front. We are standing on the stage that your ministry paid for. All right, you guys contributed and said we are paying for this main stage, and we just want to say thank you. It's not complete, but we are standing on the stage that your ministry has paid for.
Yes, you know, Dr. Andre, There is another building, another dome building in South Africa. It's in not far from where I live in Northgate. And for many, many years, all the major ministries in the world used to go there. They would have their massive conferences. And a few years ago, they made a decision to close off that dome building to the gospel, to ministries around the world. So when you said that you're going to build this dome here, I was excited, because the devil should not have a bigger place than the kingdom.
Come on.
Amen. And that's what, one of the reasons why we wanted to be part of this. We want to be part of this vision. I understand the importance, you know the importance of sowing into fertile ground, because we are also trusting God for a much bigger building. And that's why we sowed into fertile ground, because we know the harvest is coming in. And I want to say to anyone out there, it's important where you put your seed in. And let's get this dome finished. Let's get it finished, because the gospel needs to come out of this place. Gone are the days when we have a tent with 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. We need a massive building like this to reach the nations of the world, to bring in the end time harvest. So come and join us. Be part of this. Be part of this vision. And together, we can change this country right side up. We are, every day I always meet people who are complaining about this is not right, the government is right, and that's not right. Let's do something about it. Let's invest in something that can put it right. Yeah. And this will put it right, because this is the place where God dwells. And I agree with Pastor Nikki and his beautiful wife as well. This is where the presence of God is here. When you come here, you can feel the presence of God. As I'm standing here, I can hear people shouting for Jesus all around here. And I know that's what's going to happen in this place. And this, the devil thought he could take this place away from the kingdom. He could take a venue like this away from the kingdom, but he messed with the wrong television network. He messed with the wrong believers. Because we have, when the Bible says the devil attacks, God raises up a standard within you. And I want you to know, this is the standard. This is going to be the standard for even more buildings coming out all over this country. But the gospel is going to be preached from this place. The gospel is going to be preached from this place. Thousands and thousands and thousands of lives are going to be saved because of this place. That's why we wanted to invest here. So I'm encouraging you again, tonight, don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. Tonight, you should help us to finish this dome. Let's get the rest of it done. I'm not sure how much more money you need, but whatever it is, let's get it done. We can get it done.
We're believing, we're trusting, and we are signing the orders in faith. And God has never let us down. Jess, what do you feel just standing right here, right now?
Pastor, I stand amazed, and I'm so grateful to God for what He's doing here. When you were talking about East London, I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'll actually be here. But God has, what I see in my spirit is, when you have to mine for a diamond, in the beginning you just see a whole lot of dirt. But by the time God is finished with you, you're actually reflecting His glory. Because that's what diamonds do. Every facet reflects the beauty, the brightness of any light that's shining on it. And that's what I see right here in East London. East London is going to become like a diamond that will reflect the glory of God to every nation that comes in contact, not only with your television ministry, but with every platform of media that God will use. This place, when I'm standing here, I hear the thunderous roar of worship. It's like a raging sea. I see hungry people coming. I see no place on every one of the pavilion. Everything is filled to capacity. And your vision to extend it above, well, you better get ready for that extension as well. Because whenever God starts a job that's with Him, His stamp of approval on it, He will make sure that it is completed. So, Pastor, congratulations. And we love you. And thank you for having us. Amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow. I just am amazed. Guys, come closer over here. I just believe that even tonight, we're going to trust God. We're in Studio B, and there's a crowd. Let me hear. Are there still a crowd in Studio B? There's a crowd. Okay, so there's a crowd in Studio B, and we're about to go into Studio B, and we're going to praise and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But I know. Tell us, what are you believing for tonight?
Fire is falling tonight. And also, I want you to know that tonight I'm believing for creative miracles. I'm organs to be created tonight in the meeting, tonight in people's homes. Creative miracles. I sense the fire of God is going to hit this place. We've had a wonderful Sunday night yesterday. And I think tonight, Pastor Nikki, tonight is the breakthrough. There's going to be an explosion in this house, an explosion. So get ready for the miraculous. It's coming tonight. Let me say it again. The miraculous is coming tonight. Your life will never be the same again.
All right, it sounds like they're getting ready. I feel there seems to be a shout coming from Studio B over there. We can hear it through the doors. Pastor Nikki, what are you trusting tonight?
Well, I agree. The fire of God's going to fall on the altars. We prepared the altar, and the fire of God's going to come. The sacrifices are there. I want to agree with you. I also sense that tonight we can settle this bill for the house of the Lord. This dome, Faith Dome, has been built by you, your generous giving, generosity. It's through the sacrifices of many. There wasn't individuals that came with 10 million and 20 million. It's the sacrifices of many people that put this beautiful building up. And I agree, tonight we're going to settle this thing in Jesus' name. The fire of God is going to fall on your finances. And you better get ready now. Start praying, Lord, what should we give? When should we give? And release it at the right moment. And the glory of God is going to come. And I believe creative miracles. This is the night. The fire of God is about to hit this place.
All right. Well, I'm trusting and I'm believing with you. And tonight is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal night. So Studio B, I want you to stand to your feet right now, wherever you are in Studio B. I want you to begin to get a shout going, because I want us to sing that favorite song of mine, He's Alive, because I want to believe for the power of God to be released right now into Studio B and into every one of your homes. And we're going to be in there in just a moment to join with you as we celebrate and praise the Lord and declare He is alive. Come on, sing it.